This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:36 in the morning. You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. For now, though, we are shifting our attention to find the gems in technology, which was the outperforming sector last year. But since the beginning of this year, U.S. equity markets have been volatile and tech stocks have borne the brunt of wild price swings.
Well, this is partly due to the December FOMC minutes, which hint that the Federal Reserve is highly expected to raise rates at least three times this year. In fact, on Monday, tech-heavy Nasdaq fell roughly by 10% from its all-time high. So the question is, will this year, will tech stocks continue to shine, or will there be a shift or rotation to other sectors?
For an outlook, we speak to Daniel Ives, Managing Director of Wedbush Securities. Good morning, Dan. Thanks very much for joining us today. Now, the Street is expecting at least three Fed rate hikes for 2022, but what does this mean for the tech sector? Is it going to be a volatile year after outperforming last year?
Yeah, it's going to be a volatile year, and especially in a tightening environment, more sensitivity to valuations. So you're going to see a lot of volatility, a lot of focus on valuations. And that's where tech is going to get hit disproportionately. We've seen it to start the year. We believe tech stocks are up another 20% this year, but it's going to be volatile and clearly a fork in the road between the high quality tech players and some of the froth.
Now, you mentioned valuations. Like you say, it's not exactly cheap. Some stocks are even trading at, you know, super high valuations, for example, like Tesla. So for those who have been following markets for decades, is there any chance of a repeat of the tech bubble we saw in 2000 or even the tech crash that we saw at the GFC? Is that possible?
Look, and I think it's something where valuations, when they get to this level, it always brings back some of those moments. But as someone like myself that covered tech stocks back then, I view them as a totally different situation relative to the fundamental growth we're seeing. We view it as a fourth industrial revolution playing out. And I think the Street is underestimating growth. We got $2 trillion of spending in terms of the cloud transition. You go back to the bubble, that was more hype. That was more on the come. So that's why I just want to compare and contrast. We do not see that same situation. Probably, in my opinion, is the best growth we've seen in tech in the last 25 years.
Yeah, I hear you when it comes to the cloud spending, but there's also been a lot of talk about the metaverse. I mean, how do you monetize this, though, and who stands to benefit?
Well, I think metaverse, we'll call it a Web 3.0, that's going to be a few years in terms of the actual monetization. Now, of course, Facebook, where they sit, Apple, you look at Microsoft, there's companies like Unity that also could benefit. But in this environment, the big question is, who's going to be aggressive on acquisitions? And who will really be a winner when it comes to whether it's on the gaming side? Because now, I believe gaming is probably going to be the first beneficiary of the metaverse. Secondarily, there's going to be other ways to play it. But I think a big sort of entree onto the metaverse is going to be when Apple releases its AR, VR headset, Apple Glass, we believe this summer.
And if we just take a look at results season, which is around the corner, can we talk about your expectations? Who might surprise on the upside and similarly surprise on the downside?
Yeah, I think you're going to see tech outperform, at least from a outperformance top line, by about 5-7% across the board. I think probably some of the bigger outperformers we see is Microsoft, cybersecurity, specifically stocks like Zscaler and Palo Alto. In terms of on the downside, I think you could see some softness from the likes of Adobe. You're going to see softness from the likes of Zoom. Some of these work from home names that are definitely now starting to see a clear moderation. That's why my suggestion is, and what we've been telling our clients, you focus on cloud cybersecurity, with Apple also being our top pick among FANG names.
So you're basically saying that even within the technology space, pick carefully. But do you consider other criteria? Is it size? Is it ability to price? Or maybe the type of technology that the company is in?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think it's all of it. I mean, it's a competitive moat. Does that company have something others don't, and is it defendable? That's why Tesla, we've been bullish on that for the last decade. The valuation clearly comes into play, but then I also think valuation is a balancing act. You got to look at growth sometimes with the transformational names the next few years to see who are going to be the winners, who are going to be the losers. And I think you also want to play baskets, small cap as well as large cap. We could see value tech in the near term outperform. That's names like Checkpoint, Oracle, that might outperform in this risk-off environment.
And if we turn to Apple, Dan, which you just mentioned is still a favorite pick of yours, it touched $3 trillion U.S. dollars for a short while. Will they be able to regain the status of being the first company to do so again? And what do you see as the main drivers for their growth?
Yeah, for Apple, I mean, the reason they're at $3 trillion is because they've had unparalleled success in terms of the iPhone super cycle playing out. We think iPhone 13, despite the chip shortage, continues to outperform. We think it was about 40 million units they sold during holiday. That would be a record for Apple. I think in terms of the stock, as the chip shortage starts to moderate into the second half of the year, that's going to be key for Apple. And it's about the services business. I think services could significantly outperform going into the next year.
You know, Dan, I want to spend a bit more time on Apple. And like you say, they're trying to do this services business. But one thing that they haven't really been able to shift the needle on, although spend a lot of money on, is their Apple TV. Why are they going down that road? I mean, is when it doesn't even really make any money for them.
Well, for Apple TV on the services, I mean, they were late to the game. I think, you know, I've always viewed the biggest strategic mistake that Apple ever made, and there's very few of them, was not getting more aggressive in streaming, potentially acquiring a studio. But for Apple, it's about monetizing. If you look at that services business, that's about $80 billion annually in revenue. We think that's worth $1.5 trillion. For streaming TV, it's about further monetizing, getting customers within that moat. And it's a streaming arms race that's gone on. They clearly lag behind in content. But fundamentally for them, it's not necessarily about the amount of money they're making. It's about keeping that customer within the ecosystem, which is why services such as music, TV, and of course, so many of the other services are very important to the overall growth story.
Now, another favorite of yours is, of course, Tesla. You've got a price target of $1,400 US. Currently, it is $1,064. But do you think they should be worried? Should they be looking behind their back a little bit closer? Because even traditional auto players like VW, Ford are also trying to gain a foothold in the EV space?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a green tidal wave that's playing out. It's the biggest transformation to the auto industry since 1950s. Now, Tesla, as we saw this quarter, they have a significant advantage because their battery technology, their scale, what we see in, of course, China, and now the build-outs in Berlin and Austin, you know, as well as California. And Tesla is going to continue to have a sizable lead in EVs. Now, of course, Ford, GM, VW, others are going to go after the market, but we don't view it as a zero-sum game. I mean, I believe Tesla is really in sort of the early stages of just further monetizing this. We could see potentially 1.5 million plus units this year. If that happens with that profitability profile, I think Tesla's a $1,400 stock. That's our base case. Bull case is $1,800. Just to be clear, we never view Tesla as an automotive company, never have. It's a disruptive technology player, and that's why we give it that multiple.
Dan, very quickly, we've got about a minute left. Can I just get a quick reaction from you regarding news we saw overnight that the federal FTC will be seeking to force Facebook to break up? What do you think? What does that pose? What does that pose for Facebook's growth prospects this year?
Look, Facebook is going to continue being this regulatory climate in terms of breakups. And I think this is something both in the EU as well as in the US that's going to gain more and more steam. I think at the end of the day, the company does not end up breaking up. It's just going to be harder for them to ultimately grow. But the regulatory environment is going to be fiercer, not just for Facebook, but for big tech going along. But I still view this as a pretty contained risk at this point.
Dan, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Daniel Ives, Managing Director of Wedbush Securities, giving us his take on how the outlook for the tech sector will play out this year, talking about his favorite companies, Apple, Tesla. Lots of interesting things there.
He still expects a 20% upside for this sector. And that's a lot from a sector that's already done so well, coming from a very high base.
We'll keep watching on this. You know we will.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.